Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Hey, sorry about not doing my streams. I'm going to be back at it after I get back from Japan in 2 weeks.
Woo.
So that's fun. Hopefully my brain will be better then. We'll see.
Maybe you'll be inspired by all the cool and beautiful things you see in Japan.
You guys have to eat ramen.
We're gonna eat ramen and sushi and teriyaki.
What about takoyaki?
No, only...
You should go to TGI Fridays.
No takoyaki!
I will only eat chicken teriyaki.
Okay.
We will go to Denny's.
Okay.
In Japan, but only for breakfast.
Is that a thing?
Yes. We did it last time. It was very funny.
Aww.
They had natto there at Denny's.
Oh.
That's stringy soy goo.
Yeah, that's kind of like an acquired taste.
I was going to say, that doesn't seem like something that like...
Denny's would have? No.
Would be in my palate, but I'm always curious how it looks or how it tastes.
Yeah, don't get any natto in any of the Denny's in Missouri. I can tell you that for a fact.
Down.
It was a bad evening for me.
But yeah, what else is going on, gang? Anything we want to talk about before we get started?
There's some bright spots to be had here and there. But one thing that will be bright for you and us is if you tell a friend about the show.
Mm-hmm.
We've mentioned it many times before, but you know, hey, it's hard to get the word out there. We've been going for a really long time, so there's probably a lot of people that have tried to check us out, but like bounced off or something like that. So, you know, just say, hey, they're still going and they're still good. Check mm-hmm. them out. Because it's very normal for people to listen and then leave. Not a big deal. We don't care.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. But now with social media being bad and all these other things, it's hard to get the damn word out. So mm-hmm. if you're out there... being able to tell a bud or five, that would help us. And like I always say, you should do that for all the shows you listen to.
Yes.
If we're your eighth favorite podcast, you better be pumping up those other seven and us.
I was going to say, do ours first. And
don't forget. Yeah.
Don't forget.
Please don't forget.
Because if this doesn't remain worth it, we will stop. So it's on your head. We've told you this many times.
So there's that. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
I have a grave warning. Your family is in peril.
Okay, y'all. So I used to read books. This sounds like either some wizard shit or some ghost shit to me.
It's gotta be ghosts.
I mean, the stuff I've heard is like... war, like big war, you know, like,
you know,
but like from the like resistance or
probably another major house.
It's just a city in the world. I mean, anyone can go anywhere.
Okay.
We're not level gated.
I'm realizing that I think I'm going to have to switch it up a little bit, give myself a bit of a new look.
Mm-hmm.
I think seeing the sun a little bit would be pretty sick.
Mm. Coward. Okay.
It could be really fun to go to a big city. I've never been there before.
I'm sorry.
Albearpalooza. And I already have VIP passes because a whole bunch of
where did you?
Like, well, okay.
We don't even have a mail system here in this realm. How did you do that? I was just going to say, I just need to know you guys want me to go get this info, you know, wait around, or you want me to, or are you just going to go?
Yeah, right, man, I think.
Yeah, it seems like we need the information before we decide if we want to go to Farhold, right? What's the worst that could happen?
We could die.
We would die.
But that's fine. There's literally no consequence for dying.
If we all die, there's a lot of consequence for... There's a lot... Why... You have died so much over the past 3 months. It's so crazy.
Yeah, and I came back. There's no consequence for dying.
If I can't be rich, I might as well be dead.
I love lying.
Oh, I'm so glad you got the potion.
Oh, he sounds awful. He's...
Okay, I think I know what to do.
All right, I'll leave it to you then.
He stops breathing.
I slap him.
And he grabs your arm and he goes, "They're coming."
What?
And then everything goes black. Ratma has gone off. She's left to go gather information. I think Dawn has come. And he sits up, he grabs your arm, he goes, "They're coming." And then he just sort of slumps back down to sleep.
I shake him and I say, "Who's coming? Who?"
Hello. Oh, good morning. Is it already time for school?
Who's coming? You just said that they're coming. And if you don't tell me who's coming, I'm going to shove moss in your mouth.
I had a bad dream.
Oh, a dream.
I had a bad dream. And I saw them coming and everything went dark.
Who is them?
The bad people.
Okay. Can you give me more detail? What do they look like? What do they have a smell? Do they sound like something?
Oh, don't make me talk about them anymore. I'm so scared and I don't know.
Do you want to draw them?
Okay.
And then we can burn the drawing so that you can...
All right.
Okay, I take out my drawing. I show him and see, look, sometimes I draw things that are scary to me.
Oh.
And it's the pictures of Chuck, like, doing heroic things in battle. It looks very much like what you would draw with a crayon. So very childlike.
It's really... really excellent line quality.
Thank you. I've been really...
It's very nice.
I've been working on shading and contouring, and it's nice that someone actually notices.
Yes. Excellent use of chiaroscuro, the art of light and dark.
All right, Michael. Wow. We know you got to justify your... I know. You went to RISD. Jesus Christ.
Okay, someone went to art school.
But all right.
And he starts drawing. Everyone else is asleep.
I want to... Can I send a message? I would like to cast Animate Dead. I can have I can have a hand take a note over to the rest of the people and say that the child is awake. They had a nightmare that... They said they're coming, but I don't know who they is. We're doing some art therapy. Here's one of their drawings. And then
don't you have like a buddy that you have to animate every single morning that we just yada yada through?
That person is with the blacksmith right now. So they're not currently animated. Stephanie isn't with us right now. But she may be with us at a moment's notice whenever need be, because I've got her little hand right now, which I'm going to animate.
You just a dead body in the hottest room in all of Mineford.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just hanging out there. She's making everything hotter. But I stole her hand. Maybe I have Wally Bonebraid's hand. Could I have that, Michael?
I don't see why not.
Okay. I want to have that. And then I want to send it.
Are you a serial killer?
No, you can't prove anything.
That's true. Nor would I want to.
I want to send that with the note to Chuck's room. And then to Celine's room. And then to Screech's room.
Ooh.
So just to clarify, does the hand like knock on the door?
Yes.
And then leaves the note there? So it's crawling?
It lets you read the note, but then it needs the note again because it has to take... I only have one note, yeah.
I need
it stays. Okay.
I need more context. Is it like a thing where it kind of like...
walking?
Because the thing walks with all of its fingers.
Yes.
Where's the note itself?
So it is a skeleton hand, so the note is kind of just, like, tucked between the bone.
Gotcha, gotcha. A lot of bones in the hand.
Yeah.
But then, like, if you take it and, like, don't give it back, I imagine it kind of goes, like it skitters at you. Like,
How does it knock on the door? Does it do, like, a jump and then fist, or?
It has a really bony finger, so.
Yeah, so you just tap.
Yeah, but it's, like, a really thick, like, you could hear it. It's weirdly...
It scratches at the door.
So I guess this is my long way of asking, in what world do I not kick this thing?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you would kick it.
But yeah. Also, is this maybe a thing? Has Rourke done this in the past to you?
I guess that's maybe where I'm going with it.
With a whole person? Like, you've seen Stephanie before.
Oh, yeah. WH. Yeah.
What's your profession? I'm a whole person.
The oldest one. I would kick it. You know, maybe I'm making coffee or something. Kick it. See the note there. Grab the note. See that it's obviously written in crayon. See the bones. Like, okay, that makes sense. And then I guess I will go wake the other people up.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I got your fucking terrifying note. What the fuck is wrong with you?
This is so handy, isn't it? Oh my god, handy.
Boo! I whipped the fucking beer glass at your face. No pause in my ass!
Since we don't have, like, the ability to talk in each other's ear all the time, I can just send a hand to everyone. We could just get little hand-delivered messages.
I hate that. I mean, I don't understand why you didn't just walk over here, but I went by Screech's cave, and are you staying in the complex?
Yeah. I'm staying in the complex.
And I'll just, like, grab a broom and start tapping on the ceiling where I assume Celine's room is. Like, Celine's here. You could have just...
Oh, I just thought the hand would just go up there.
I almost shit myself.
Is the hand currently with you guys right now, or is it, like, somewhere else in the...
I think it would still be doing its rounds if it hasn't made it to you.
So you hear a door open up, and then... guys, is this someone's skeleton hand?
Yeah, it's Stephanie's hand.
Oh, there's a note in it.
Yeah, you're supposed to read it.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, I'll be right down.
It's just like the bar saloon in Deadwood, where there's like the railing and then there's some rooms.
Yeah,
where
you can see that it's like open. It's like open in there.
Ah.
That's how I envisioned it.
Well, love it. I didn't. And I don't know why. Isn't that fun?
Huh.
Yeah, and I probably yelled at Screech's cave, because I think you sleep in a cave. Is that still true?
Sure. Yeah. No, I sleep in the cave.
So in the underground, he's sleeping in a cave.
Yeah,
you're sleeping in your mushroom house, aren't you?
Yeah, my mushroom house. Just for me. Thank you.
Not for, you're not letting Rourke in there?
Explicitly no. Finally.
A house for boys?
No. It's a house for Chuck.
It's a house for Chuck.
When you're 28-ish years old and you draw with crayon at a 29-year-old level, then you get your own place.
You can leave
the nest. You know, someone has to do it.
Get pushed out of the nest.
Wow. Figuratively and literally. Yeah.
You know what's going to happen to Rourke if she has her own place? It's going to be such a mess. Oh my God. She's going to eat nothing but sausage rolls, which are basically just going to be like pizza rolls because she's going to find some way to...
It's going to be extremely damn bitch you live like this.
I do feel that like... Rourke's house would be like so like haphazardly like built on. It'd be like a rickety like tall house. It'd be like this is the third one. The other ones have burnt down.
And it would stink. It would just be covered in magic. And if she didn't cover it right, it would just stink.
Like you walk in and you're like accidentally immediately put to sleep, but I have a burning incense.
I have to put all the bugs to sleep. So that's my bad.
I'm loving this. This doesn't even exist, but I'm imagining it.
Yeah, we're doing great.
In my head. Yeah, so Celine comes downstairs and looks worriedly at Faldon and then looks at the rest of you. So we said something's coming?
Yeah, they're coming.
Who's there?
They're coming.
There. I'll show the pictures. Has Faldon drawn anything of note that's recognizable?
Roll, let's say, perception. You're trying to figure out what these drawings are. Perception's a good roll, right?
I got a nat 20. 25.
Oh my God.
That's so good.
Amelia was rolling one of my dice, and then she looked at the number and just without a word put it in the dice jail.
Yes, she knows. Like, you get in there.
Rourke, you think that these drawings look very spidery.
Okay.
But it also looks kind of like people.
Ooh. These are looking like spider people. This is so weird. Oh my God. What about those like really hot like spider people where they're like drows, but then they're also spiders?
You mean the ones that we fought and tried to kill us and it wasn't hot?
They were so hot.
We killed that one guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I have his scimitars.
Feels like that might be who's coming.
So...
If he saw that...
Why would they be coming? I guess if we killed that Drider and he was a friend of someone, then I suppose those people are coming.
But how would they even know?
Well, maybe...
Maybe they have Drider sense.
That... Sure, or maybe it's been several days. I forget if we did this before or after the 30 days. So, regardless, it's been several days since, unirregardlessly, it's been a while since we killed that guy. So, yeah. Hey, maybe didn't check in, maybe this, maybe that, who's to say?
Well, I mean, is there anything we need to do to, like, I don't know, fortify the town?
We could leave, yeah, then...
You hear a scream outside.
Ah, fucker.
Shit.
God damn it.
What is it? We go out there.
If we don't go outside, we won't have to deal with it.
No,
That's so true.
Well, you at least gotta hide this kid somewhere.
Why do we have to hide the kid?
They're gonna come in! Can we like peek out the window to see what's going on outside?
Roll me perception.
22.
21.
Psh, get out of here.
You both see two giant spiders just walking down Main Street, and people are running, screaming.
Spiders or spiders with dude or lady parts?
These are giant spiders.
Oh, they're just straight up spiders.
And people are running.
If they're walking, maybe they're friends. You know?
Yeah. Are they like being aggro at people, or they're just walking and everyone's screaming?
Yes, very aggro. Yes, they're chasing people around. They're spanking their little butts.
Oh! How far away are they?
They're outside.
I got a 22 for perception. Do I see them?
Yes.
Okay. Can I cast Silent Image on them to make it look like a cage over them?
And will they see the image? What does Silent Image do?
You create the image of an object, a creature, or something phenomenon that is no larger than a 15-foot cube. So they would, like, fit in that, right? One of them, at least?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. One of them, for sure.
Okay. The image appears at the spot within range and lasts for the duration. The image is purely visual. There's no smell, sound, or other sensory effects. You can cause your reaction. You can use your reaction to cause the image to move. As the image changes, you can alter. Basically, it looks like it. Any physical interaction with the image reveals it to be an illusion because it can pass through it. A creature that uses its action to examine the image can determine that it is an illusion with a successful intelligence investigation check against your spell save DC. If a creature discerns the illusion for what it is, the creature can see through the image. So basically, they, until they interact with it, they think that it is a cage around them.
Hmm. Does the thing need to be intelligent?
I don't know.
I think my dogs would freak out if they saw a cage suddenly appear around them. Yeah, so you wait and you time it just right and you get it. So when they're actually close to each other, and you create the shield or the field around them, the cage, and they stop, and they've been given pause,
yes.
And you're wondering what's going to happen next when everything goes black.
No, see you next week.
That goes for everybody.
What?
The whole room has become magically dark.
Magically dark.
Yeah, and we fought a Drider who did shit like this to us. Before.
Yes.
You hear me loudly huff, and I'll feel my way to the door and run outside.
Okay.
Do the goggles behave any differently in this kind of situation?
This is magic dark.
I mean,
answer the fucking question.
Any sufficiently advanced technology?
Get him.
You can't see shit.
That's why next level we're all taking one level of Warlock, or three levels maybe next level.
It's in the pipeline, don't worry.
Oh, don't you worry about it.
I mean, I have a thing where I can see through darkness, but if I cast it, then I can see through my darkness.
Did Celine cast it? Mm.
I don't think I did.
And you know, because you can't see through it.
Yeah, it's eyes of the dark. You have dark vision out to 120 feet. You learn a darkness spell and cast it. And can cast it with a spell slot, or by spending two sorcerer's points, you can see through the darkness created by the spell if cast with sorcerer points. So that, I didn't cast it, so it doesn't matter.
Correct.
Shit.
Hey, gang.
Hmm.
Can I have you all roll for initiative?
No, I'd
freaking love to.
Oh, shoot. I rolled well. 21.
Wow.
I rolled well. 20.
Wow. I rolled not great. 8.
No.
I've got an 18.
Wow. See, this is great for me, though, because it'll give me time to see what's going on.
Rourke, you hear something go thunk into the wall right next to you. It seems like an arrow just whizzed by your head.
Whoa.
And now it's your turn.
But I can't see anything, right?
You can't see anything.
So they can see me, but I can't see them. That seems unfair. Okay.
That is unfair.
Can I remember what was immediately around me whenever everything went dark?
Yes, absolutely.
What was it?
There was a table. There could be all sorts of things.
Okay.
Did we have an open window? Did they break the window?
I mean, there's windows and doors and all sorts of stuff.
How'd the arrow get in?
Yeah, did we hear a window break?
You guys wish you knew, because it's so dark.
You can't hear the window break?
Did we hear? That's a window being opened. Or creak? That's a door being opened.
Yeah.
Or we hear.
Or.
Yeah, that's glass crashing.
They all made their stealth rolls against your passive perception.
The window breaking?
What?
I guess a door opening would be.
They could have opened the window instead of breaking it.
Why would they shoot us, though?
They went up to it and they did that thing where they cut the circle out of the glass so the arrow can go.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so we don't know where they are. So what I want to do is...
I'm sorry for feeling attacked right now. I didn't mean for that.
I'm feeling very attacked.
It's so scary.
Just cast Fireball, because Fireball's bright.
Well, I got that.
Michael, that's literally what combat is.
You didn't have to attack us, Michael.
I know it feels that way.
Okay.
Nico, you can just run outside. You can run out of the inky darkness.
I think I'm gonna drop to the ground and go. So I'm low. I'm gonna stay low.
Stop, drop, and roll.
That feels like a very animal thing to do. Like, I'm gonna stay low to the ground. It's safer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where no hawks can
I live my life like a rat.
Yes.
Go hawk mode.
Yes. And I would like to do that. Can I do it until, does there seem to be a way out of the darkness as I am moving?
You can't see one.
Damn it. Okay, I'm going to continue. I guess I will use my whole turn. So I guess a double move or whatever to try to get out.
Like, you know where outside is. You know where upstairs is. You know, you just tell me which way you want to go.
Okay, I want to go. Oh, this is so bad. But why do I want to say it? I want to go upstairs.
Yeah.
Isn't there like an argument that we need to like try to get away? Because like there's probably a boundary to where this darkness is.
Yeah.
We gotta get out of it.
Yes.
And my thought was that like they could be, if they're somewhere, they're going to be like waiting outside because the initial reaction would be just to run outside. But also spells have like dimensions to them. So I might be able to get high enough up that I can get out of the darkness and get to like a corner of a room and kind of see what's going on through a window.
On your running, you would just see, if you ever leave it, you just see the blackness, right? So you could gauge it.
Yeah. So I'm going to use my movement to just move upstairs as far as I can, like away or like around to see if I can find any spots where the darkness is not.
So basically you use up your movement getting to the stairs.
Okay.
And so if you want to dash or whatever, use your movement, you can go up the stairs as well.
Yes, I would like to do that.
Okay. When you get to the top of the stairs, your head emerges from the darkness and you see two drow dark elves with short bows. And they appear to be shooting into the darkness.
Okay.
They're inside? They're
inside, upstairs.
We're being ambushed.
Oh, damn it.
They're upstairs.
Okay.
Shit.
This dumbass kid should give us 5 more minutes of warning, is my opinion.
Okay, so that is all of my... Can I poke my head back into the darkness? I know they can see, but it makes me feel better.
Sure.
Okay. Also, can I just, from what I got, can I get a sexy check on him, Michael?
Good question.
Odds or evens?
Odds. Odds, they're sexy.
These are not sexy.
Oh, no! How is it even possible?
Yeah, how does that happen? What's an unsexy drow?
I just imagine they just look like guys. Like,
they just look like guys. These are just guys.
They're just guys.
They're just like guys. Yeah. They don't like, they somehow don't have an aura about
What's
them.
What's better
yeah.
than this?
Does sound travel in this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to yell and say there's two on top of the stairs.
What the fuck?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Can we see, like, I guess what I mean, it's not my turn yet, but I'm just trying to think ahead. Like, I guess we can kind of hear the direction that Rourke's yelling from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which will kind of orient. Like, you can tell us, like, I'm at the top of the stairs over here.
Yeah.
Shoot this way. Because I might just be blasting out something blind. Because at first
don't
I was like,
that.
Well, but if I go to the top of the stairs, they're going to be right on me. and I need to, like, disrupt them.
So she says, two drow at the top of the stairs. Two shooters at the top of the stairs. I think she'd say drow. She knows what they are.
Yeah.
Two operators.
Yeah. Got two targets up here.
and just so you guys know, when you're blinded.
Oh, good.
Me? Am I blinded? Or you're just saying in general, just so we know as a group.
I'm just trying to figure out if you're inside of it, if you're blinded or not, if that's how that works.
We can't see. I don't know if we... quote unquote,
a creature with a dark vision can't see, and non-magical light can't illuminate it. Because if you're blinded, it says you automatically fail checks.
Correct.
Which I thought you had a chance to hit still, but I guess that's just if you're... Magical darkness spreads from a point you choose, blah, blah, blah. The darkness spreads around corners. A creature with dark vision can't see through the darkness, and non-magical light can't illuminate it. That doesn't say they're blinded.
Yeah.
So it must just be heavily obscured. Like, I think it would say the word blinded. It would have that key phrase, blinded, right? Yes. Yeah, okay, heavily obscured. So it's a disadvantage to hit.
Yeah. I think the only question is whether or not the ability checks have any effects, right? Like, and I don't know the answer to that.
I think that you can hear somebody moving and you know, swing or take a shot in that direction. And I think that's disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chuck, what do you do? It's your turn.
Where were... we, I guess, in relation to one another for when the darkness went all around us, because I likely heard Rourke run away, maybe do a gasp, and then a, aww, and then two ugly drow up here. So I'm wondering if I should follow her. Should I go a slightly different direction to try to get more hashtag data? Because it's like, what if Rourke accidentally ran the entire length of the darkness, right? And what if I just have to take a step to the right? So where were we vaguely to one another?
Basically, in my head, what was happening was you all were sitting around Thaldin's bed or whatever, but you were kind of just in the middle of the common room. And so you're all just kind of around the middle of the room. And then we've described it as having stairs that go up and like a balcony and stuff like that.
Okay.
So you're probably like relatively close to, like, you could definitely go out the front door if you wanted to, or you could go up the stairs.
Yeah, I'll make towards the door and use my movement. And then once I get out of it, I will stop moving and then see what my situation is after that.
So you feel your way to the door and you're able to get to it, and you feel like, you know, if you just open the door and go outside if you want.
Yeah, I guess I will open the door and go outside.
Okay. As soon as you step outside, it is light out.
Ah, I say, even though it's pitch black.
Yeah.
Different type. My dark vision kicked in. All right. What do I see?
You see people running around. You see two spiders that are at this point maybe just poking their little legs at the edge of this cage. And then, and just inside of the inn is just darkness.
Okay. And the geometry means I wouldn't be able to see up the stairs based off.
Right. Just because it's all darkness in there.
That makes sense. I guess in that sense, I don't want to fuck too much with the spiders. So.
And the spiders, I would say, are not like, they're like down the road a little bit. They're not like on top of you.
Okay. So instead, let me check to see if I need to see people. All right. Then I will use the rest of my action to go the opposite direction, because I've did an ocular assessment, a threat detection, and I want to move towards Rourke. And even if that means, maybe I'll even, for fun, fuck it, keep to the left as I enter. Because in my mind, made up of completely made up information, Rourke went to the left, or the back right, which, again, that's all made up.
I pictured that too.
Hell yeah. So I want to go to the left, basically the slightly diagonal opposite direction as her, to see if I can, like, scooch my way around. If, let's say, theoretically, the entire common room is not filled, if you know what I'm saying, I want to try that. But regardless, if that does not work, I will be casting Emboldening Bond, which doesn't say that I have to see you guys. I can just feel you. You're in my heart right now.
That's the power of friendship.
That's the power of friendship. And the three of you get your D4, which you can add to an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw. Michael, am I able to use my remaining 30 feet to scooch and find a bright spot in this here? Or I guess whatever, how much movement I have left, because I didn't dash. I did not dash.
So you peek out your head out the door, and then you turn around and you head towards the kitchen.
Sure.
Because that's like where what is left. That's the direction that's left. And right as you get to the end of your movement, you are basically at the kitchen and there is not darkness in there.
It's not darkness. Cool. Okay, great. Perfect.
But there is a drow scout coming for your ass.
I go, ah!
Him got a bow.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm good. I'm good with all this.
Scritch.
I was like, oh, another drow in the kitchen. And there's no, I saw no other, just the spiders outside.
Just the spiders outside.
Are they hot?
There's just a single drow in the kitchen.
Single drow. Well, I don't know if he's single.
A single ugly drow.
This one is like writes really beautiful poetry though. So I think, and they're like kind of funny. So I think it'll work out.
Like a Cyrano de Bergerac.
I want to go in there. I want to go where that single one. I want to stealth roll. And I want to go in there.
Okay. Roll stealth.
Oh yeah, I got good stealth. 15.
Okay, I mean, it's dark. You feel very hidden.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go where it's not dark. Can I make it to the drow?
I mean, you can make it over to the kitchen.
Okay, I want to get over to the kitchen sneakily.
Okay. All right, so basically, yeah, so you would use up most of your movement. You probably have a little bit left. You make it out of the darkness, and you see that there is a drow there, and he is...
It's like having a snack.
Pulling out a short sword of some kind.
Okay, is Chuck visible?
Yes, Chuck would be visible next to you.
The drow seem to be focused on Chuck?
Better be.
I mean, he seems surprised to see you, but...
To see me?
To see anybody.
But can he see me?
Oh, no, right, because you're hidden. Right.
Yeah, so I'm gonna hold off for this turn.
All right, then. this scout charges at Chuck.
Let's go, big boy. I'm about to kick your fucking ass. Why are you here? This is so fucking rude.
I know, it is rude. He swings and misses.
Yeah, I make fun of him.
Unless a 12 hits your AC.
I probably call him like a little punk and undercommon.
Celine, you hear an arrow whiz by your head. And it's your turn.
Celine kind of like panics, and she knows she's heard sounds towards the kitchen zone. But it sounded like you, because you yelled, there's a guy in there. And Rourke yelled, there's two guys up there, right? So, like, we kind of know. So Celine kind of does the, like,
don't blow our asses up.
I won't. And so she runs towards the stairs. So I would like to, I guess, I don't know how far away that is.
You can make it to the stairs.
The question is, do I just run up in that way I'm there, or do I just shoot in the general direction with something less powerful? I'm going to do that.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Ask Rourke just to tell you where to aim.
Yeah. Rourke, where should I aim?
Top of the stairs.
Hey.
Niner.
Right at noon.
I'm going to try to cast Firebolt in that general direction. I'm hurling a mote of fire.
Okay, so you will have to roll with disadvantage.
Oh, man, come on.
Oh, man. But you get to add a d4 to it.
I'm already
going to
do that. Huh? Oh, I add a d4 to it?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Okay, no, it could be worse. That could be worse. 22.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually rolled good.
That hits.
Yay.
That's a great roll.
Well, okay. That could have been better. Seven fire damage.
I mean, it's impressive. He goes, but the one that you didn't shoot is gonna try to shoot at Rourke because she's close by.
That's so rude.
That was a one.
Do you guys think that the dice jail incarceral system is actually made to better our dice as opposed to just use them for cheap free labor?
You know, I really don't see any sort of rehabilitation going on, so I think that it's an unfair prison system. I think it's a for-profit prison system.
I think it's it feels that
my
way.
My D20 is earning a college degree, so.
Well, it's not supposed to be nice for him in there.
That's so true. If you didn't want to go to that jail, you should have rolled a 12.
I'm going to paint the inside of my dice jail pink to really show them what's what.
It made them more violent.
Weird.
Rourke.
Oh my god, it's my turn again already? Wow. Okay, well, I would really love to. I'm going to vicious mockery them. Why not? Let's do that. I'm going to pop my little head right up at one of the drow and say, you little disappointment mid-tier drow. Oh my god, I thought you were gonna be hot, and you're so oddly sweaty. Why are you like wet but not wet? And you have a very odd odor about you, and maybe it wouldn't be something too bad, but you know what, today it is making my tummy quite ill. I have not supped upon my breakfast tea, and you are turning me green.
Damn.
You don't need to pat it if you're just making fun of them. Just say they stink all the time.
They have to make a wisdom save 14.
Essentially said, it's me, not you.
Well, but like, I imagine that they actually like took a really like extra good shower today. So the fact that she's like, I don't know if you normally smell like this, but you smell bad. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to feel really bad.
Dang it.
That's a 3.
Okay. They take 1d4 psychic energy, and the more exciting thing is that they have disadvantage on their next attack roll. Okay, they take 4 damage.
Whoa.
Psychic.
That's psychic.
Oh, sorry. It gets another d4. Haha, fuck you. That's 3 damage. 7 damage total. Wow, look at me. Chipping away.
Wow.
What does it look like when he explodes and dies?
It's not that time yet. But it is time for Chuck to have his turn.
All right, so this motherfucker's right in front of me?
Yeah.
All right, I will cast Spirit Guardians. My little cherubs shoot out for me. I believe we normally do the, since they're in front of me, they have to roll. because it's going to start its turn regardless unless I get magically pushed, Michael DeMauro. So you can either have it take roll a wisdom saving throw now, or you can wait until...
Let's do it now because I will forget.
Okay, hell yeah. All right, wisdom saving throw, my good friend.
How does a 12 do?
Bad.
This is like the best roll I've done all night.
Okay. Ah! That is 14 radiant damages. Yeah, how's it looking now?
It doesn't look happy, but it's still okay.
So for my bonus action, I will be like, bet you can't hit me again. And then I call it the B word and undercommon. And this is me doing my fey thingamajig and letting my good friend Screech Echo get an advantage on his next roll.
I love it.
And you have an extra 10 feet of movement just in case. I don't think you'll need it, but who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? And in fact, I will use my movement, Michael. Fuck it. I got 40 feet of movement. I kind of like shit, like shrug it off, show this guy my huge ass, and I run to the top of the stairs.
Whoa. Probably make it halfway up the stairs.
Do the other dumbasses get within, I believe, 15 feet of me?
I think one of them, you can get within 15 feet of one of them.
Hell yeah. They need to give me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh boy. How about a 13?
Boo. No. Oh, I almost rolled the exact same. That would be 15 radiant damage.
Oh,
so
shit.
I think just for, you know, the fun way that words work, legally, I think the way the Baldur's Gate works, this is how it works, but I'm almost curious. Every single time this comes up, I'm always so curious how other players handle this, because like I feel like Spirit Guardians is so much more fun when you just run through people and hit them as opposed to waiting them for their turn. But like it doesn't have that extra line of text that Wall of Fire does. But regardless, it's happened.
All right, Screech.
Let's fuck this guy up. This dude is in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He's about to see what I'm cooking.
That's funny.
Oh, that's funny.
That I like. 22 to hit.
Did you roll with advantage? You might crit.
Yeah, maybe you crit. I just did, and I didn't crit, but I got a higher roll.
Nice.
Hey, there you go.
I'm just going to do the next hit, because we all know that I'm going to hit. And that's it.
Everybody knows it.
I mean, I got a 25 this time.
Everybody knows it.
17. Plus we're doing another attack. That's 10. So we're at 27. I haven't action surged in a while. So we're going to do that.
We'll see if they're already dead.
Yeah, are they already dead? 27 damage?
It's not dead.
All right, let's keep cutting. another 9 damage.
He's dead now.
R.I.P.
Woo! Screech like snorts the blood off his face as this thing slumps to the ground. He's like, "Oh, that's good."
So you just did a lot of cuts.
Oh my god, yeah. I mean, you heard me. I rolled a lot, and I'll go up the stairs. I got an extra 10 feet of movement. Let's see where I get.
All right, you go towards the stairs.
You probably enter the darkness with me, and then you smash into me, and then I hit you in the face, and it's like, oh, it's just you.
What does it look like when we both die?
Yeah, we both die. Then we fall down the stairs. I mean, I guess we should have said this earlier, and I meant to. We're absolutely running into chairs, tables, balding.
It's loud in here.
It is loud.
You've stubbed every toe. Let's say that one of these drow rolled a 23 when trying to shoot Rourke. Do we think that would hit?
A 23?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael.
Was it the one that had disadvantage? Did you add a disadvantage to one of
them?
Yeah. Are you keeping track
Vicious
of that,
mockery.
Oh, get fucked.
Yeah.
Everything about that?
Anything about that?
The stinky one.
You're allowed to lie, as long as you sell it.
I know. No, I rolled again because I definitely didn't, and I don't know which one. 21 though for the second roll, so
God hates you. That's fine.
God does not love you.
Wow.
So that is going to be, oh my gosh. Oh, 9 piercing damage.
9?
9.
Wow.
Also, can I have you roll a constitution saving throw?
No.
That is a 6 plus 3. 9. Whoa, we both got 9s.
Whoa.
Oh, yes. This is the best night of my life. You're poisoned.
Wow.
You should have killed it in one turn like I did with mine.
Rude. Bachman, if I could, I would.
A 9. Oh, could you have rolled an 8?
No, I could not have rolled an 8, Michael.
All right. You have the poisoned condition.
Okay.
Which, but unfortunately, you feel very sleepy and you almost fall asleep.
Oh.
But then you fucking don't.
Yes. She snorts herself awake at the last second.
I smelled a hot drow nearby.
Because your poison in this game is weird, you have disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
Wow.
Because that's what being poisoned means now.
That is weird.
I don't think it's that weird.
It's so fucking weird.
Let's fight.
It should double poison you and kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think there's a condition that just, like, does damage to you.
No, I don't think so.
There's only, like, spells, right?
You can't even be, like, on fire.
No. You can only be standing in fire. I bet you could, right? You can do anything. Like, heat metal, that does shit to you, but that's, like, maintaining a spell.
Right.
Celine.
My turn? Okay, you know I'm running up these steps so I can get my little head out of the darkness.
Yes, you can easily do that this turn.
Okay, I peek my head above the... And again, I just imagine it just like it's darkness and Celine's head is poking above the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So do I now have a clear shot of the two? I'm assuming there's still the two drow?
You see two slightly injured drow.
Wonderful. I would like to attack them with my lightning bolt.
There we go.
Oh boy, and they are absolutely lined up right at that fucking railing. So
and imagine that like that Celine, she basically like puts her hand up and like points like a gun and is like, pow! She doesn't know what a gun is, but she shoots.
Michael,
she's just making a hand motion.
Like a hand crossbow.
Yeah.
Oh. These guys totally have hand crossbows. I'm such a fucking idiot.
Okay, so we do.
David, go back and edit in me saying hand crossbow every time I say short bow.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Don't do that.
Hand crossbow.
Hand crossbow.
It's a hand crossbow, but I do it like sideways to make it cool too. You know, you hold it like this.
Oh my God, yeah.
so, yeah.
Well, you're like bows go up and down. So you hold the crossbow.
Yeah. And do it sideways.
But then your bolt falls off.
Shut up!
I dropped my bolt.
It's magic! It's not real!
Hold up, I dropped my thing.
It is real, but it's real magic. Shut up!
It's real to me.
Yeah, so they need to do a dex save.
They're pretty dexterous.
Fuck you.
I don't like that. I don't want them to be. Come on, guys.
Don't make them dexterous.
Don't curse me.
Fuck you.
Guys, come on.
Michael, just let me kill him.
Michael.
Does a 12 succeed?
No!
All right, well, you hit them both.
Yay! Yeah, and guess what? Instead of rolling on Google, I literally set aside 8 d6s for myself.
Hell yeah.
And I'm gonna roll all of them.
What a goddamn treat.
Holy shit.
Listen to that. Ooh. Oh, it's so good.
That makes my pecker hard. I don't like the word pecker.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
It's very funny.
Shut up.
Why is he even called a pecker? He doesn't peck anything.
Well.
25.
It's bird size.
29 lightning damage to both of them.
Well, one of them gets absolutely destroyed and is dead.
I imagine they explode like it's in a B-horror movie.
Yes.
Like it's a David Cronenberg flick.
Yes, there is a splash. The people are still in the dark. Actually, everything goes light.
Yes.
The darkness disappears, and you guys, you're just suddenly, you can see light again, and then there's just blood raining on you. The other guy is like smoldering and barely alive.
Wait, can I do something? Can I try something?
Sure.
I want to try to push him over the banister.
Oh, hell yeah. We cowboys now, baby.
Yeah, I need to try.
Baldur's Gate.
So he rolls a 6 for his strength check.
Ooh, no. Well, I mean, I don't know if he's positioned with the prudely, but I do push him 5 feet. Whatever that means.
Yeah, you can push him right over that railing.
Yay!
Absolutely.
Yay.
Holy shit.
He falls 30 feet and dies.
God is so good.
I assume he falls on top of something sharp.
He falls directly on his head, and you will never forget that sound of his neck snapping for the rest of your life.
Oh my god.
Love to be changed.
And I imagine Sleet's covered in gore right now, probably from the other guy.
Oh yeah. And that's a great place to end our episode.
I agree. Wow.
We tore some fucking drow to pieces.
We really did.
Oh my god.
I was pretty nervous in the darkness. I was like, shit, how are we going to do this? But
it was just by cutting like we always do.
Just be like, I'm just going to lash out and see what connects.
Just stab. Just keep stabbing.
Do you guys want to... You guys are what, level 7 right now?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
You guys want to go up to level 8?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I never fucking wanted anything more.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Yay.
Well, aren't we still in battle?
No, it's over. Well, there's the spiders outside.
They're in a cage. They're fine.
They're confused.
And there could be more things happening. We don't know.
Despite all my rage.
I'm still a spider in a cage.
All right, we're leveling up. Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah.
See you guys in 3 weeks. So we will, I'll forget. If I forget, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm going to do right now.
Yeah. I was like, maybe I should do it right now. We will see everyone skipping Halloween and whatever the next Tuesday is. And we'll be back. Unless Michael is the sleepiest guy in the world.
Yeah.
In which case,
and then we'll,
who's to say?
We'll do something else weird. Who
who's
knows?
To say?
Yeah.
There's a solid chance.
Oh, dude. Yeah, absolutely. No harm and no foul.
We shall see. We shall see.
Thank you so much for coming to twitch.tv/geeklyinc. You can enter the offer code or enter hashtag Japan if you're in the Twitch chat right now. And you might win some Die Hard Dice. Die Hard Dice, thank you so much for affiliate linking us. You can go to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, and you get 15% off your entire order. Holy crap, isn't that awesome?
That's too much, I'll say it.
Insane.
That's insane. We get a little kissy on the back end.
Is that even real?
Congratulations to AWALS Gaming. AWALS Gaming, you have won this week's Die Hard Dice code.
Hey, Die Hard Dice, thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for joining us every single Tuesday at twitch.tv/geeklyinc for all the gaming fun your ass can handle.
Whoa.
Yeah, you better got a big ass that can hold stuff.
Big, hungry ass.
Big, hungry ass, because that's what we're going to put there, baby. Some gaming goodness.
Hungry ass.
Every single Tuesday. If you want to get in touch with us, we are on social media at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd, and that's on, I guess, Twitter.
Oh, hell yeah. I get a cool thing next level. You can follow me on Twitter and such at Tim Lanning. Follow me, please.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman.
All right. Well, gosh, everybody, we'll see you in, for you, it'll be next week, but for us, it'll be in a few weeks.
Three.
We'll see you then. Until then, keep it dicey. But there is a drow scout coming for your ass.
I go, ah!
Him got a bow.
Uh-oh. All right, well.
But there is a drow scout coming for your ass.
I go, ah!
Him got a hand crossbow.
Uh-oh. All right, well.
Oh, no, I can't. I'm not logged in, so I can't whisper at them.
Oh,
uh-oh.
No.
It's Junkie! What are
you going to do? Sorry, Awol's Gaming.
Guess I'll log in. Remember this computer for 30 days, please.
That's a chunky.
Okay.
What do I get at level 8?
My level 20 character sheet is like stuck in a Twitter DM, and I always forget to save it every time I look it up. And so, like, I always have to scroll way down whenever we level up. Maybe this is the time when I learn from my mistakes, but it's not.
Save it right now.
Just take that Twitter DM, copy it, and put it in the notes of your character.
Awol's Gaming, I cannot whisper at you because you have blocked whispers from strangers.
Uh-oh.
Awol's Gaming, we're not strangers, by the way.
We're friends. Wow.
I'm logging as my Thrifty Nerd account, so that's probably why.
Oh.
But you know, I guess get at us, or one of you guys wants to whisper at them, I guess you can do that. I think so.
I found it.
This is the code that Nika put into the chat.
If you post the code, I'm just gonna take it.
Don't take it.
I think
Sam, you're not allowed.
I think I would just take it. Alright, well, I can message them. It's the code that is B575.
Don't! That is what that's the one.
Oh man, I'm sending the worst message.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.